You're listening to SBS News.
To cross into the action zone, both people must agree.
Do you want to try my milkshake?
Yes, I do.
But what happens when one person takes action without an agreement?
You do, huh? Well, drink it. Drink it all.
And that's the point where the girl in the video takes a handful of semi-frozen milkshake and grinds it into the boy's face. It's the online campaign which was meant to start an important conversation in schools about consent. But critics, like Australian of the Year Grace Tame, say the so-called milkshake video is awkward and its message is confusing.
Oh, this video is so problematic in so many ways.
Another critic is social commentator Jane Caro.
It's awkward. It's also very confused in its messaging. It doesn't seem to know what it's trying to say. And that means that you can't be anything except confused when you watch it.
Sydney University gender expert Catherine Lumby says it doesn't make sense that the perpetrator in the video is a woman when the vast majority of sexual assaults are committed by men.
This is not your gold standard campaign. It smells of a hastily put together piece of PR nonsense.
Victoria's acting Premier James Molino is just one of many politicians to take aim at the material.
The feedback I've heard from students is they're just confused about what it's even trying to say. I just think it's a big fail and it's not a resource that I'll be recommending to Victorian schools.
Another is Labor Deputy Leader Tanya Plibersek.
What a wasted opportunity. Like, how is it that this government continues to get it wrong every time?
It's estimated that development of the Good Society website, the platform on which the video and other material was posted, cost around $3.7 million. But despite the content being about rape and sexual violence, campaigner Sharna Bremner, the founder of the End Rape on Campus organisation, notes that those words were noticeably absent.
I feel like if the resources actively avoid using the words sexual violence, using the words rape, they just don't get a mention. And you can't discuss consent without discussing what the acts are that are non-consensual, and those things are sexual assault and rape.
Ms. Bremner says the video needs to be completely reworked.
We think that it needs to be removed and reviewed by actual violence prevention experts and reinstated in a way that makes sense. It needs to be a program that is expert-led and data-driven, or else it's not going to work.
Late on Tuesday, the controversial video, along with another clip on the Good Society website, was taken down. An Education Department spokeswoman told SBS News the department will continue to engage with experts to evaluate the materials that appear on the website to ensure they are fit for purpose. Alan Lee, SBS News.